You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, the show's about to start. I just need to ask you a massive favor. Please go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. It would be tremendous. Does Christian know I'm doing an ad before the show starts? Absolutely not. Is he going to be upset about it? Oh, yeah. But he won't be upset if he sees a bunch of followers on our Twitch account. So just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. And I'm going to start playing the show now. And I bet you right when the show starts is when Christian texts me.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but you've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link.
That'll do. That'll perfect.
Hi, Bobby.
Let's go.
What is good? Dabbing. We're bringing it back.
We're bringing back the dab. We brought back Gully, and that didn't make anyone upset.
Welcome to the Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. I'm Alexis Guerrero.
Okay, we are your favorite stand-up comedians. I host the funniest live soccer show right here on Twitch every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time, usually, but not
except
today.
Okay. It also happens to be the Gulliest. That also happens to be here usually at 6 p.m., but not today.
Nick Cinch just said he dabs because he can at 60 frames per second. Yeah, bro. It's a little different, all right? A little smoother.
Also, your dab looks like an anime character fighting a ghost.
All right, that's the remix of the dab, all right?
Couch Sports Football says, are you wearing an England top? You damn right I am, because I was hoping to jinx them. And it did not work. No, hey, I'm team soccer. I'm rooting for soccer, baby.
Yeah, I also enjoy soccer, Alexis. Thank you for calling it what it's appropriately called.
We should change our name to the Soccer Cooligans. You feel me?
The Cooligans this early, I know. It is the afternoon, where we have a lot of things scheduled. We mentioned it off the stream.
Yo, Crimson Pizza said, is Christian dabbing or having an allergic reaction to blackberries?
I have my food tasting with the first caterer for the wedding. Mm-hmm. And Alexis has an event that he is going to.
So and I am going to be there just to make sure there's at least something fried at this damn wedding.
Hey, not enough cheese on these vegetables.
Yo, we severely seem to be low in the ratio of vegetables to Doritos. And they're like, sir, we've asked you to leave multiple times. So, just because you wear a chef's jacket doesn't mean you're allowed to be here.
So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This is
Iris Girl put food in quotes in food tasting.
All right.
And God, I am so scared about going to this wedding now.
The food will be perfectly fine, Alexis.
Says you, though. Not because people who eat.
Have you gone to, look, this is my feeling, at least. I've never gone to a wedding and said, wow, the food was the best part of the wedding.
Yes, everyone says the food and the music are the two most important parts of a wedding.
Music.
What is wrong with you?
Music's going to be great. The food, I don't know. I don't know how important is the food?
Chat, could you please... Please let him know how wrong he is.
Yes, let me know what you think. I appreciate weddings for maybe different reasons. I think that's all.
Bro, I guarantee you, you've never said, "Wow, the food was great at that wedding." But I remember when I was going through my wedding planning, everyone said, all that matters is the food and the music. That's all people remember. Of course you do love each other. That's why we're here. Shut up and kiss. Let's go eat and dance. Okay. Open bar, the food, and the music.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. The food, we're going to a proper caterer. It isn't, I think you're a little more terrified than you need to be, but okay.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Where to begin today?
I just want to read what stream of what Couch Sports Football said. In Asian culture, food is the first thing we talk about. It's the first thing people bitch about if it ain't nice. Yeah, that's all cultures, man.
So the Where to begin? Let's just talk about the game we just saw, England against Germany. Alexis, you were all over on Twitch Sports. I was solo here on Twitch with a couple of the Twitcheteros. We had a great time watching the game. Obviously, the first half, dull for the most part. You know, both team not wanting to make mistakes. But then, what is it, 75th minute, something like that? Finally, we get the first goal from Raheem Sterling after who crossed the ball in?
I believe it was Grealish both times.
Okay. But that was obviously an important goal. And finally, you loved seeing at least England taking some chances. Also, Warp Live and Nod TV, thank you so much for the follows. But That was a big goal, but really, I feel what changed the game was Thomas Müller missing that chance.
That's what stopped the game from changing.
And at least motivate. You saw even the shot from the other end of the field, and you saw as soon as he had the breakaway, you see Raheem Sterling like this
because it was his mistake. He passed the ball to Thomas Müller.
You see him like this, and the relief when he misses. But that miss from Thomas Müller was devastating to Germany's hopes of even having a chance to win this game, because Germany did not go in even looking good throughout these Euros.
I want to read what Dante86DMC said. He said, "Who knew all it was going to take was England having every advantage in history from being on the weak side of the draw, every game at home, no travel." I mean, you're not wrong, Dante. Here's what watching that match transpire and listening to people who know more about the sport than me, like David Myler and Jimmy Conrad, watching them break it down, what I noticed is that, and really my opinion was from the beginning, is that Germany came out to try to play their game and England came out to try to nullify their game, which I always think is a mistake. You want to go in trying to knock the guy out, not stop him from knocking you out. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I always think you want to attack more than you want to try to defend. You don't win if you stop them from scoring. You only win when you score. But, because he made the game came down to the subs. And I think Serge Gnabry was the wrong sub to bring on. I don't think you changed anything about your system when you did that. And when you bring on someone like Grealish, you're adding more creativity. You're sort of adjusting it. You're adding someone who could play more 1v1, especially to that left side. You're confusing defenders a little bit. And to me, that was all the difference. As soon as Grealish came on, everything changed. And I love Saka, but clearly, he in the system that he was put out with a 5-man back line, it wasn't right for him. So shouts to Grealish, who came on and completely changed everything. And what sucks is people are going to think that that Southgate is good at his job now. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. Well, if he gets results and he gets wins, how could he not be good at his job? This was a good strategy. It worked.
I'll say he won. I don't know if he's good at his job. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Crimson Pizza just said Southgate didn't park the bus, but the bus was decelerating. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He parked the lorry, if we're being honest. That's a 5-man backline.
He was tapping on the brakes a little bit, just making sure the brake lights were still working. You know,
he was double clutching. He was moving, but we didn't see a lot of movement. Couch Sports Football said he got the tactics right and won. I don't agree. I think he came out, he changed his tactics. He went from a 4-man back line to a 3/5-man back line to try to nullify Germany. And it worked because Germany also did not show up. Even when Germany got the chances to make changes, they clearly weren't prepared to win. And what was the last time you seen Thomas Müller miss a shot like that?
Yeah, that's what was shocking. I was kind of going back and forth to Twitch Sports, and when I saw Cynic, the German dude, watching, and I saw it a little bit delayed, so I saw him actually react when it happened, and boy, he was furious.
He jumped out of his seat and fell to the ground. I mean, that, I gotta be honest, probably every German or everyone pulling for the German national team, as you see that run up, you're like, oh, all right, we back.
Here we go.
Yeah, because that's the guy. If you say anyone on the German squad, who do you give that opportunity to if you wanted to go in? I bet you 9 out of 10 people picked Thomas Müller.
Yeah, yeah. That was just such a ridiculous miss. In general, with how Germany played, I mean, they really couldn't. There were so many English defenders. I mean, there's just so many. And look, we can say about the five-man back line, but also you have Declan Rice and Calvin Phillips. You basically have two defensive mids with five other defenders. You're not really breaking through, and it worked perfectly. I mean, was it boring? Was it unentertaining? Yes, 100%. That first half especially. But
it was definitely a chess match more than it was a soccer game.
Well, Southgate needed to just hold on long enough for the quality to shine through. And it worked. I mean, they got lucky because...
I honestly don't think that was his plan. I really don't. A lot of people are giving him a lot of credit, and I really don't think that was his plan going in.
How could that not be his plan? No Sancho. No Grealish. No Bellingham. There was no... Basically, he's like, boys, we're not having fun today. No fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going... Today's boot camp, fellas.
No fun is allowed. I better not see anybody smiling. That's how I took it.
All right, so CB Walker says, as an England supporter, with that setup, Grealish has better link up with Shaw, and also did give Shaw an opportunity to go forward, which he wasn't doing in the first half before that switch came. With Grealish on and moving Sterling to the right side complements the England attack way more than Saka and Sterling. I also think he was playing inverted wingers, which once he switches, that's not happening anymore. Now everyone's in their rightful position. I do think, you know, Sterling looked dangerous cutting in. I just don't think Saka's put in a good position there. Saka's not getting the opportunity to really do what he does when he's out there on an island like that. So I can't disagree. Werner in the back, like, see? I just don't give Southgate the credit to be like, he thought of this master plan to play defensively long enough and then switch it up. To me, it seemed like he was reactionary and he reacted better than Jurgen Klopp.
I'm going to have to disagree. I think he knew the kind of game it was going
to
be.
One of us has to be wrong, right? I mean,
I think he knew the kind of game it was going to be and bet on, I don't think England has not given up a goal these entire Euros. No.
And the only people to score for England so far are Sterling and Kane, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
Is there a place I can look that up?
Probably the internet, maybe Bing.
But it's been it hasn't been pretty, but it works. And I think, at this point, this is the best opportunity for England not to deal with like some heartbreak. You know, it's a pragmatic way of playing that we haven't really seen. And even in the broadcast, you heard the announcers mention about Gareth Southgate missing that penalty against Germany, and like there's clearly a lot of history. And I think he's trying to not have them flame out of an international tournament the way England normally does. And it's like, let's have a strong defensive foundation. Basically, you know, try to give up as few goals as possible and, you know, just hope we can get enough to win. Jose style. Yeah. Couch Sports saying, yeah, it is. It's not as blatant and boring as a Mourinho style, but it's there.
Shouts to Stephen Jumbo Jeff for subscribing yet again. Also, DMGERS said Yanks Kane scored. Dumb can't. And I'm pretty sure he misspelled that last word. I said Harry Kane scored. I said that's the
yes,
two scored.
Sterling
was,
Kane. Yeah, that's
Sterling
what he said.
And Kane.
Yeah. So
you're a dumb can't.
Alexis, you know, you're the smartest can't I know. All right.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm a stupid can't, but right now I'm pretty smart one.
Steven Jumbo Jet, thank you for the sub. It says, I've learned more about food than soccer here. Also, hey, it's not coming home. Okay.
Yeah, by the way, I agree with Steven Jumbo Jet. I think whoever wins out of Italy or Belgium will be the champion. That's who I have the most trust in. I think.
You think England get to the final, though?
See, here's the thing. I don't really think they have that much competition on that side. Here, also, those are all tough teams to play. So Have England had it pretty easy up until now? Up until Germany, yeah. Them beating Germany certainly gives you a lot more confidence. But if I'm going to look at the bracket.
Bracket's here.
I mean, I can't see that, but.
There you go.
Because I guess I'm not in 60p.
But yeah, so obviously England is going to be playing Sweden or Ukraine. You have to favor them there, correct?
Maybe. Sweden, I mean, could give them some Sweden problems, but they are a better team. They are a better squad than both of those.
And then it'll be Czech Republic or Denmark.
It's looking at me like it's going to be Denmark. And again, not an easy draw. Not the toughest, right? But not an easy draw. And that's also going to be a pretty tough one to play if it is Denmark. So, I mean, if you're England, you literally have, this is still the side of the bracket you want to be on.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, like, you got what you wanted, but I still think the final is going to be tough. And you're probably going to be going up against either Belgium or Italy, who have been war tested.
Yeah,
probably battle tested is probably the term I'm looking for. They've been battle tested up until there because they played nothing but tough matches. So,
yeah, this is gonna.
If England get to the final and lose, do you still say this was a successful run for Gareth Southgate?
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, they failed in getting the, you know, winning the whole thing, but still an impressive. We're not used to seeing England play this way.
Right.
And it lead to, you know, just a positive result. But the fact that they haven't given up a goal.
You're saying we're not used to seeing England succeed.
The fact that they, Cotsmore football saying no, which is okay. I respect that.
Well,
too.
He's also English.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for him, he's like, it's win or nothing.
Yeah. Fair.
I get it.
But you have to go in. The World Cup is next year. You would have to be optimistic about Gareth Southgate, even if they lose in the final. If they play this style and make it through pretty far in a World Cup, that's still pretty good.
Yeah, I just don't think. I think first of all, I think because of how compact and dense this entire schedule has been for all of these players.
I love this. Not TV just said, I love how Americans know how good we are, yet how shit we are at the same time. LMA.
Yeah, bro. You guys are pretty loud about both of those things.
that is what being, an England supporter is about. I like that you said that because it really shows that, I think Gareth Southgate knows how good you are and how shit you are in that it almost, that isn't what matters anymore because people are frustrated at Southgate at the lineups that he's putting out. But he's like, I know I have a lot of good players. I know I have quality. I know I have sauce and swag with a lot of these dudes.
He's like, but you put these motherfuckers together. You
know? Okay, yeah, they don't listen to each other. They're gonna listen to me, you know?
Right. I think England, I personally said if he doesn't at least get to the finals, he's gone. And it looks like he has every opportunity to. If he loses the next match, he's definitely fired. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he loses the one after that, you gotta let him go. If he gets to the final, I think he's earned the World Cup.
I agree. I think
that said, both agree. Wouldn't we both agree though that a better manager would put this squad together better?
But it goes in who else? Who's out there? Phil Neville? Frank de Boer? Like,
yeah, Frank de Boer available. I don't know if he's better.
I think Southgate is doing almost the opposite of tinkering. He's like, all right, I think I have some steam here. I know.
You're 100% right. Why don't we pull it back a little bit? Huh?
This works. We have a nice bland system. It works. It has enough nutrition to get us by.
Can I give you my impression of Gareth Southgate?
Go for it.
This is my impression. Ah, fuck, we're good. That's my impression of Garrett Southgate.
Like, yeah.
He seems so stressed with now, these people think we're good now. Shit.
Okay, there's going to be, you know, expectations. No thanks.
oh, man.
This is
people want us to win.
Aftermath 1991 says, Southgate is the man for the job. Yes, look, he's earned the opportunities that he's had from
one chap said, Paul Scholes would be my choice.
Interesting.
Dude, the English love giving managerial positions to players who played well yet have never really managed. And I know he's managing a little bit, but
Paul Scholes is the, one of the like just the curmudgeonist like soccer like or football analyst. Like whenever he's on like a panel, he's just like that. He just doesn't even respect the players of the modern era. Like he's just like,
oh, you sure you're not thinking about Roy Keane?
Him too, but
him too, because Roy's like, Scholes is like, these dudes is trash.
Scholes won't say, he won't be mean about it, but he's just like, these, like they're all soft. Like,
they can't do what I did. It's like, dude,
yeah, nobody.
Everyone says you're the greatest midfielder of all time.
Yeah, I'm sorry, we can't, you know, ping a pass from 80 yards out. My bad.
I don't know if you noticed, but there's no Beckham over here, bro.
Yeah, Kyle Viva said, curmudgeonist. Look, we're making words here, all right?
Yeah.
Hit
that follow button if you're one of the 3,271 people watching, and thank you so much for being on the stream with us.
We appreciate it very much. Obviously, big for England. A couple other things to discuss. Obviously, today we found out Frank de Boer was let go from the job as the
mutually parted ways.
Okay,
you can't fire me because I quit.
It was a mutual breakup. Okay, uh-huh. we both agreed.
I forgot what comedian it was a long time ago. I said me and my girl broke up mutually. Her and her friends got together and mutually agreed that she shouldn't be with me anymore.
Who was that? I forgot who that was.
I forgot. It was a great line, though.
Okay. So, the Frank de Boer getting let go from Netherlands, departing. After the loss to... who did Netherlands lose to?
The Czech.
Netherlands, Czech Republic, yes.
Yeah.
The red card from De Ligt. This was not a good look for the Juve man. Look, even this loss, I don't even blame Frank de Boer for this one. I think this is solely on De Ligt. This red card doesn't...
Nah, De Ligt had to do it. You don't give a guy an open shot a goal.
No. You going to take a red there?
I defended Luis Suarez when he put his hand up. People say that's cheating. No. He knew he was going to get a red card.
This is not the same situation.
You gotta take it. I think you got to take it.
I think just a bad move. He thought he tried to draw the foul, but no, just a bad move, man. I thought Netherlands were playing pretty well up until that point. They should have won that game.
Cash Sports Football said De Boer already turned down the Tottenham job. That was in his resignation letter to the Netherlands.
Shadow said, why is this shit on my recommended? I don't know what to tell you. Are you not having fun? We're trying to have a good time here.
Also, him and Purple X Drop are having a conversation about how they don't like us. Why are you watching?
Why are you watching? You can literally click off at any opportunity. Do
go
not.
Go watch two people play Nintendo Switch, my guys. Get out of here.
So, disappointing, I think, from that. Because I thought even with having De Boer as a manager, I thought they could still do pretty well, especially in this bracket. That red card, I think, really changed. It changed everything immediately.
I think, look, De Boer, however you pronounce it, is going to get sacked anyway, or it was going to leave anyway. It just wasn't working out for him. Another manager who probably had to win to keep his job, and I don't think that was going to happen. But I do think the Netherlands looked better than they looked previous. And not qualifying for the World Cup, you know what I mean? Like, they're like, well, this is progress, right, guys?
Well, yeah, during the tournament, we found out about Memphis Depay going to Barcelona. Mm-hmm. So there were, like, moves kind of happening. You know what's interesting, though? It felt like Netherlands could have probably used Serginho Dest. You know what I mean? Like, they could have used a player like that, having him around. But props to Serginho, because he was like, nah, fam, I see what's going on over there. I know I have the thickest English accent when I speak, but I don't even know if I want to be Dutch anymore, okay?
Yeah, also, he was like, you know, like when your boys invite you to a party and something inside you tells you not to go, and then your friends are like, yo, there was no beer, that girl never showed up, and four people got stabbed? That's what happened.
He's like, oh, man.
I'm glad I trusted my hunch right here.
How did I know? This is crazy. Mr. Steal Your Girl, 119. Thank you
for hitting the follow button.
Thank you for hitting the follow. Thank you for not stealing our girls. We appreciate you.
Hit that follow button, Purple X Drop.
What you waiting for?
You know you want to.
Slatine, thank you so much for the follow. We appreciate it.
That's right. Well, Huzzah, thank you so much for subscribing. Someone give the sub to Purple X Drop.
They need it, okay? Yeah.
So, whatchamacallit? I think when you look back at... when you look back at what happened to the Netherlands, I think you're going to look back and go, whatever, we made progress. Who cares? Whatever. You know what I mean? I don't think it's really that big of an issue. I think all eyes right now are pointed on, can Italy actually do this? Is Belgium for real? Can they survive without a back line? they definitely got four defensive midfielders back there, essentially. And is England for real? Those are the three.
Okay.
Those are the three questions left in this whole tournament.
Yeah, the next matches, obviously.
Also, our chat is talking about Sam Allardyce.
For
Big Sam Allardyce for what?
Why could he be?
For Tottenham? Please. As an Arsenal supporter, I would love to see it.
Wildly entertaining. Would love to see that. We have to talk about the results from yesterday. Croatia against Spain, that went 3-3. Late goals to go to extra time. Spain ends up winning 5-3. But the goal, let's give credit to Alvaro Morata for doing what he had to do. Winning.
We're going to give him credit for finally scoring a goal.
It was an important goal.
The most important part of that match was the sign the fan held up that said, Morata, yo tampoco lo meto, which was, if you don't know Spanish, that means essentially, don't worry, Morata, I also can't get it in. I can't put it in.
Yes.
You know?
I want to display that here. Yeah, this was a great sign. Credit to
three people deserve credit. The guy who made it, the security guard who let him in, and the director who said, go to camera 5. Those are the three people who deserve credit for this right here.
It's pretty funny. And funny, clever. Morata, on a serious note, he was also talking about how it's been pretty frustrating and difficult for him because he's been dealing with a lot of threats. Threats against his family because
is it from the other players on the team?
No. Because he misses some goals, he misses some shots, and he's not the best player in the world. Nutmeg, I don't know what Nutmeg is doing, but he's not the best player in the world. He has flaws, but obviously no reason to attack the man for not being Xavi and Iniesta and Villa and all these people.
No, I disagree with you. I think there's an opportunity here to say, like, yo, we didn't want Premier League Morata. We wanted Serie A Morata. Is there a way you can bring him back?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's fair. But look, the goal that he put away was class. I mean, that was an impressive goal. Composed, blasted it to the roof of the net. All right, Nutmeg is ruining
just ignore him, by the way. But I do like how Couch Sports Football said, Nutmeg is asking for help, guys. Someone call the animal helpline.
He's like, stop streaming.
Yeah, just ignore him. He'll stop.
Okay.
I think looking at Morata, I think, right, like people said, like, oh, Harry Kane just scored in this one. Maybe this will put him on the, give him the confidence to score again the next one. I don't have any confidence in Morata scoring. I don't have any confidence in Harry Kane scoring, at least not in this competition. He seems to only want to score against Arsenal. Thank you. I hate you. But when you look at Alvaro Morata, I think you, as a country, you have to look at yourself and say, this the best guy we got in the whole nation.
In the whole nation. That's right. He's the best y'all got.
That can't be real, you know?
Yo, that's it. I mean, what? Who else in Spain has been like so dominant that you can even argue that they deserve a spot over Morata?
Nobody. But this got to be a signal to your country to be like, yo, take some creative midfielders and switch them to forward, man. Teach some people what to do. Go to the U15s and say, all right, some of y'all switching it up.
Yeah, we
need a couple of number nines out here.
Can we talk about the own goal? Unai Simón.
It's not his fault.
You don't think it's his fault?
Nah, he messed up the touch. Yeah, I guess it is his fault. Never mind.
I mean, look, it wasn't a great pass from Pedri, without a doubt. It was a curling pass. Like
maybe I learned this wrong, but I always thought if you're gonna pass back to your keeper, you don't put it on frame, right?
That is the go-to kind of rule that people suggest. Yes, that is true.
Pedri was like, I got some other ideas. What if I perfectly place it on frame? Because don't worry, Unai's got good feet. What? He did what?
It didn't even seem like he took his eye off the ball. He really just like... It's just strange. I mean, sometimes like the bright lights... You know what though?
I thought because he was playing into the sun, but in that moment
he was in the shade. There was no real excuse. He should have.
He just looked up at the law at the wrong minute.
Yeah, yeah. Just disappointing. And I'm glad it didn't end up being the reason like Spain lost or something like that. But it looked really bad. And the main thing. Well, I was saying this when I was watching the last game. Like who was it? Derek Etienne tweeted this as well. He tweeted about the guy Josue, the Haitian keeper that let the ball. It was a pass back to him, and he let the ball back into his own net. He tried to clear it away, and it looked really bad. But where did he? Oh, this is the tweet he put. He wrote, "Y'all better have the same energy for the Spain goalkeeper as you had for Josue," which is like it seems like when it comes to European mistakes are not the same as CONCACAF mistakes. That's like the thing that is annoying, where it's easy to mock MLS, it's easy to mock CONCACAF, or anywhere else, but if it happens in Europe, if it's UEFA, it's like, oh, had a bad day, took his eye off the ball. It's like,
whenever someone in CONCACAF makes a mistake, it's like, we told you they're not good at it. You know what I mean? We told you they would do that.
Yeah.
When God forbid someone in Europe makes a mistake, they're like, well, I lost a little bit of concentration there. You know what I mean?
Nah,
oh,
bro.
Sure, it was the most important match of his career.
That was terrible from Unai, bro. Like, let's not take it lightly. I mean, it's tough, and it's goalkeepers don't want to make those mistakes, but no, man. That is hopefully a thing. Never happens again, but he'll be more mindful taking those touches, and he did make a couple big saves in that game as well.
He did. He stood on his head, and also it's not like if they lose that match, that's on the back page of every newspaper across Spain.
Right, right. And I buy newspapers, so I know what you're talking about.
Well, you know, Spain, they're a little bit behind the times.
La Marca, right? Yeah. Well, is that them or is that Italy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's okay. La Marca.
So, okay, so there were any other results? France, Switzerland, penalties. What are your thoughts on that game?
I thought France was going to win the whole thing. Turns out I was wrong.
Look, everybody thought France would at least get to the final. But
I thought the best part was Xhaka drinking Coke. Yeah. You know?
Everybody can focus on Mbappe missing the penalty, but really the story is how you're up 3-1. How are you going to give up these two goals to send it to extra time? Like, that is brutal. The French defenders are more reliable than that usually. Especially after the goal from Karim Benzema, you know, we're talking about England and the swagless approach of Gareth Southgate. Deschamps is like, yo, I want absolute heat. I want swag. I want nothing but sauce. I want to be like, oh, I want an N1 mixtape out there. And Karim Benzema with that first touch that Streamlabs is back, apparently. I'm glad it's working. I don't know what happened. Karim Benzema with that goal, with that ball that was behind him, and he like took that bounce. He took that touch that and bounced it off the ground and then hit it in. Wildly impressive. You understand why Karim Benzema is there. It was such a London guy. Thank you for the follow. It was such a great goal that it was like, you really, it's like, yo, you start thinking like, yo, extorting a teammate over a sex tape ain't even that big a deal. Why
are also,
we even...
what if that's what gives you the special powers to play like that?
Why,
you know what I mean?
Why are we still talking about this? Have you seen
yo, Morata, get on an extortion, son.
That was...
Timo Werner, go get some video of someone on your squad.
That was just so... that's how good and talented that man is that you really got to look past, you know, some of his indiscretions, okay?
Also, I want to give Benzema credit, because in the past I've said, you know what, maybe he's not that great. And I think why I thought that is because he was clearly dimming his shine. You know what I mean?
Dimming for his Cristiano, light. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, dimming his light for Cristiano Ronaldo. When I just think clearly he was doing something, because as soon as Cristiano Ronaldo was gone, this dude has been on one. He is incredible. And I don't know how France won the World Cup without him, but got knocked out of the Euros with him, because that's how good this man is.
Yeah, Crimson Pizza just said, that match made me confused as an Arsenal fan. Rose-colored glasses for Granit Xhaka, who's being talked about being sold to Roma. And apparently
at 20 million, looking like a discount now.
Yeah, so it'd be interesting to see if he actually stays or goes. But the goal from Benzema, incredible. The goal from Pogba, what a goal.
Absolutely incredible. I'm mad that we're not going to have Pogba in for the rest of this tournament, because every time he gets an opportunity and he gets a little bit of space, he does something incredible. Shouts to Super Frank 0067 for following. Thank you.
That was, I love the goal. I love the man did like, he couldn't decide between five different celebrations. So he was like, you know what? I'm just going to give you all of them.
Yeah. Thank He's like, you. Hey, we're not allowed to dance at United, so let me show you what I got.
I have dyslexia one. Thank you for the follow. I have dyslexia one. Okay. He did the crossed arms. He did the whoa. The camera was going in and out. He was doing a lot. Okay.
Yeah. He looked like he was a couple of people had won in Fortnite. Is what it looked like.
Yeah. Just a proper, a subtle, Fortnite celebration. But, Steven Jumbo just said Pogba is wasted in Manchester. Does he drink? No, he doesn't drink. I'm kidding. Anyway, Sweden, Ukraine. Oh, started now. That's right.
He's drunk off that yogurt drink.
So yeah, a couple other things before we wrap up. The news about some of these players that are currently playing for England. Let's say Sancho. It seems like the deal is almost done to go to Manchester United. 90 million euros is what is a number that I've been hearing. And it's almost over the line. Those are the reports. And then the other one that is a bit of a surprise.
Can I just say, while you're reading this, I just got a message from someone I don't know on IG.
Okay.
And it starts as this. I am a comic. I manage and book a club in blank called The Blank. And I'm also a producer in porn.
Okay. All right. I'm listening, right?
What?
Why is that last part?
You know what? I don't want to read the rest of the message.
Alexis, I mean, I don't know if this is the kind of content we can do on Twitch, but I don't mind. Look, if the money's right, this could be a strong pivot in your career.
Bruh, how weird is the search getting in what you produce, my friend, when you hit me up?
Well, as I said, who needs to read the rest? We're sold here, buddy. Okay. Loner ATL, thank you for the follow. Yes, the what was the point I was making? Oh yeah, the news about Harry Kane to Manchester City, that there's been an official bid. I don't know if we mentioned that last week. I think that might be new, but Jack Grealish, another $100 million bid. This is another report. Jack Grealish and Harry Kane to Manchester City. You think this is a good move?
This has to also be, they can't get him and Harry Kane, right?
I don't know.
It's too much. It's too much money.
But it seems like this is, they might also try to get rid of maybe Raheem Sterling or somebody else.
It looks
else.
Like Raheem Sterling and Mahrez are both out.
Right.
If getting Grealish means you don't get Harry Kane, which again, I rate Harry Kane to some degree, and I do think he makes I've said before, I don't think he's the best option for City. I don't think he plays the City way. But it doesn't look like City's going to go out and get a different striker. It doesn't look like they're going to go find like a diamond in the rough, like an Agüero or something like that. Diamond in the rough being, you know, he's just not known by every Premier League team. So if that means you get Grealish, but for all intents and purposes, what are you left with? Iheanacho? Who's up front? Who else is behind Agüero? Is it Iheanacho or is Iheanacho at Leicester City? I'm all confused.
Iheanacho's at Leicester City.
Yeah. Here's the thing. They need a forward more than they need Grealish. I think Raheem Sterling is going to come back from the Euros with a much better appreciation, much better headspace than he was at the end of the last season. I don't think you need Grealish as much as you need a number nine. If it doesn't mean that they don't get Kane, if it means that they get to go for both of them, then yeah, that's an incredible. We saw it work today against Germany. I think it's a great pairing, and I think those two are going to score a lot of goals and get a lot of assists in the Premier League.
The Grealish to Manchester City, I mean, you don't not take the move, right? Like, I mean, that's just such a step up. I guess I don't see, I've watched enough Jack Grealish matches to like, I don't get it. I don't think he's worth $100 million. You know, we were talking Harry Kane. You don't think Kane is worth $100
million. I do think Grealish is worth $100 million for sure. I think, I think you also forget, like, look at how great Grealish has been on a team like Villa. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You put him on a team like Manchester City, and it's over.
I agree, but still, I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe there's something I'm missing. Maybe my football eye is not. I think he's a little bit more than an average player at this point. I don't see $100 million. I could see maybe 60, 70. 100 seems like wild to me.
Nah, I actually think he's more valuable than Harry Kane. And I know people are going to flip out about that, but he's younger and he plays in a very aggressive and attacking role. Mm-hmm. I think I love his ability to not, like, he doesn't worry when he gets kicked about a little bit. He doesn't worry when he gets fouled left and right. To me, he's the type of guy that I would want on my team before I'd want a Harry Kane.
Okay. It's all right.
And
it's,
is Fernan Torres the only other forward you have on your team?
Ferran, not Fernan. Ferran.
What did I say? Ferran. Sorry. Let me roll the R. Ferran Torres.
Roll them R's, bro. We roll our R's here on Prem Show.
This is the Spanglish soccer show.
Okay. This is the Prem Show. If his name was Grilazio, everyone would be after him.
I mean, that's a great name. That's a great name. And I don't know that that's true. I mean, he's already rated at $100 million. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I guess they got Gabriel Jesus as well.
All right. I don't know. I mean, I'd love to be more informed. Maybe it's, I don't see that much of Aston Villa to suggest, like, you know, they're not necessarily a dominant team by any means. They had a pretty good start to the season. But that's about it. I don't know. It's just $100 million seems like a lot for Jack Grealish. But could be wrong. Daniel Johnson, 98, said it's coming home. Okay.
I mean, he's one of 95 people to say it's coming home. Where are the English going to learn? Stop celebrating before it happens.
I think it is a tool to, like, you know, let's just... We're not gonna win, so let's just say we're gonna win so that we can just expect to be disappointed. Like, just be ironically supportive or optimistic. But is there anything else that we should cover before we wrap up the Prem Show? Ahmed 66777, thank you for the follow.
Thank you so much. Hey, Patrick Vieira. Going to manage Crystal Palace.
Yes. Our homie. Oh, I wish I had. Do I have a picture of us with him? We each took a picture with Patrick Vieira.
That's right. I remember the first thing I said to Patrick Vieira was Wenger in or out. And he stopped for a second and goes, who would you replace him with? Which I was like, ooh.
Oh, you got me there, buddy.
No, that's everything. That's everything I need to hear. That's an out.
I can't find it. But we did. When he was the coach for NYCFC, we did meet Patrick Vieira a couple times. When I spoke to him, I had asked him to do our podcast. And at the time, this was before we were working with NYCFC, the basically one of the people that worked for the club was like, hey,
could you get away from our manager, please?
Don't ask the manager to do the show. You have to go through like the proper communications and stuff like that. I'm like, okay. I thought I just had to ask the gaffer. I didn't know. Yeah, yeah.
So we shouldn't ask the person directly, is what you're saying, during an event that has nothing to do with our podcast?
You mean I can't just ask one of the Invincibles if he could do my audio podcast?
Is that wow. So I guess we got rules out here now, huh?
Okay. Thank you, Nivelle71 for the follow. Thank you, It's Adzer for the follow as well. Hit the follow button if you have not, if you're tuning in. We are the Cooligans. We are two stand-up comics based in New York. We do a television show called The Cooligans on Fubo Sports Network every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. We're off these next 2 weeks, but we're still going to be putting out new podcasts and things like that. So make sure you subscribe to the Cooligans podcast and listen to just our most recent shows. We've had some really, really fun ones. We have Renee Montgomery. She's a WNBA player, a former WNBA player. She played for the Minnesota Lynx. She currently owns the Atlanta Dream. Also, she's a big soccer fan. We had a lot of conversations about that stuff as well. And we have, when we are back from our break on the TV show, we have huge, huge interviews coming up. I don't even think we can mention. I don't know if we can mention it, Alexis. I think we cannot.
We can give a hint.
What's the hint you would give?
What's the hint you would give?
The hint I would give.
I'm not going to be the one to get in trouble.
The hint I would give is, you know, there are some people who find football to be very important to them to the degree that they would say that football is life. And so I think people that think that way would say that they would be very excited about the upcoming interviews.
And I would say one of the things that made what I just did special is that it was a hint in the sense that I made the extra pass.
So make sure you tune into the show. Those will be coming out very, very soon. Follow us at Soccer Cooligans on everything. If you follow us here on Twitch, but follow us at Soccer Cooligans on everything so you can stay up to date with all the new shows and really, really fun interviews that are going to be coming out. Paulo said my hint is that he is Gully.
I don't know. I feel like he might be the opposite. One of them is the opposite of Gully. Both of them are the opposite of Gully, actually.
Yeah.
The whole show lacks in gulliness.
But it is, it's obviously, I think a couple people know what we're talking about.
By the way, listen to Couch Wars Football. 6,000 people in the chat. And these guys, that means us, are so close to 2,100 followers. Hit that follow button. We are so close. Please get us to 2,100. Please hit that follow button.
Okay. The last thing I will do is say, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. If you have not, feel free to do that.
It's always... Crimson Pizza said it's Olivia Wilde. I mean, come on.
Yes. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts, for the Cooligans. It always helps us out. We're currently at, how many reviews? 703. Let's pick those up.
Come on, hit that and make it 5 stars or we get it out of there. It looks like I got a couple to take care of in there.
All right. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another Prime Show podcast. We appreciate it. My name is Christian Polanco.
My name is Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!